Facebook suspends group for targeting ICE agents. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 15, 2025. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta has suspended a large Facebook group for targeting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents on its platform. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced in a Tuesday X post that following outreach from the U.S. Department of Justice, Facebook removed a large group page that was being used to dox and target ICE agents in Chicago. The wave of violence against ICE has been driven by online apps and social media campaigns designed to put ICE officers at risk just for doing their jobs, Bondi continued. The Department of Justice will continue engaging tech companies to eliminate platforms where radicals can incite imminent violence against federal law enforcement, the attorney general added. A Meta spokesperson told Breitbart News, "This group was removed for violating our policies against coordinated harm." The spokesperson further pointed Breitbart News to Meta's coordinating harm policies, which state that the company removes harm against people, including those who expose the identity or locations of anyone, with the exception of political figures, who are performing professional activities in support of an outing risk group. Adding the undercover status of law enforcement, military, or security personnel if the content contains the agent's name, their face or badge, is also grounds for removal from the platform, as well as exposing the agent's law enforcement organization, their law enforcement operation, or explicit mentions of their undercover status, Meta adds. Coordinating, threatening, supporting, or admitting to swatting except in the context of awareness raising or condemnation, fictional or staged settings or redemption, also subjects users to removal, the company notes in its policies. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that Apple removed ICE tracker apps from the iPhone App Store, with Google reportedly following suit. Apple has removed several apps from its App Store that were designed to help users track and avoid Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. The most notable app among these was ICE Block, a service with hundreds of thousands of users eager to identify federal agents enforcing immigration law. ICE Block allowed users to anonymously share the locations of ICE agents within a 5-mile radius and had recommended the App Store as the safest platform to download and use the app. Apple's decision comes in the wake of intense pressure from the Trump administration, which had issued multiple legal threats against the use and promotion of ICE Block. In a statement, Apple confirmed that it had taken down ICE Block and other similar apps after being contacted by law enforcement, although it did not specify the specific agencies involved or the names of the other apps removed. Breitbart News will continue to report on how big tech factors into immigration enforcement. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.